Once there was a woman who loved to sew. Let's call her Sally. She made dresses and shirts and toys and loved coming up with new creations for her friends and family. She loved working with different fabrics to make intricate and beautiful patterns, and she was always trying new things. Her favourite thing was customising clothes and making them into something unique. She was always willing to share her ideas and loved helping other people get creative. One day, a friend came to Sally and asked her if she would make a dress for her daughter's birthday. The friend offered to cover the cost of the materials and Sally got to work. She created the most amazing party dress but didn't stop there. She made decorations for the party and toys for the children to play with. She put together kits for the children so they could create pretty things of their own. Sally's friend was ecstatic. Her daughter loved the dress and didn't want to take it off. Some of the boys at the party made their own waistcoats by sticking pieces of material onto the cutouts that Sally had put into their kits. Sally felt happy but exhausted. It had been a lot of work. After the party, Sally got several inquiries about creating clothes and toys for other events. She agreed delightedly but decided to get someone to help her pull everything together. Several months passed with Sally getting more and more inquiries from friends of friends, all of whom had heard about her exquisite and imaginative creations. She took on more people to help her out while she focused on creating new things. She found that she loved learning what customers wanted and coming up with interesting ways to excite and delight them. For each new customer, she would create something different, a new material, colour or design. She made robot kits, reversible skirts and shirts, and unicorn costumes that even more grown-up children loved to try. Her customers raved about how her creations encouraged children to use their imagination as they adapted the clothes and toys to whatever they wanted. A web designer friend offered to create a website for her and also set Sally up with some social media accounts. Another friend who was a lawyer advised her to create a company and get proper contracts in place with her team. Sally didn't know anything about marketing, contracts or companies, but was determined to learn. She enrolled on several courses and started reading everything she could get her hands on. Every day there was something new to read, to learn, and to do. Sally decided that working from her living room wasn't practical. She had boxes of materials everywhere and found it hard to switch off from work in the evenings. She decided to rent a place where she could work and take on a few of the people full time. She hired an accountant and created her company. Her friend helped her put together contracts for her people and negotiate with the manufacturers of different fabrics and materials that Sally wanted to use. She tried to apply everything she'd learned, but felt exposed and out of her comfort zone. There was so much to sort out: desks, computers, phones, storage bins for all her fabrics and materials, new equipment to order, an online store on her website to create. She felt under pressure all the time and was convinced that she should be doing a better job at managing everything. Meanwhile, more and more people wanted her beautiful creations at their events, and her team was growing. She found some great young people and taught them how to sew, create kits, and decorate everything to make it look beautiful. As well as training her team, she was dealing with all the customers, running all the events, and trying to do a bit of social media on the side. She took every opportunity to spread the word about her amazing products and found that she loved talking to people about sewing and creative play. Her online sales took off and soon she was shipping products all over the world. More and more people not only wanted to buy her creations, but also wanted to learn how to make them themselves. A friend of hers offered to shoot some videos of her explaining how to make the kits and offering suggestions on how to customize clothing and toys. He talked to her about webinars and membership sites and subscriptions, and Sally found herself feeling increasingly out of her depth, trying to learn and absorb as much as she could. She loved the idea of growing her business online, but couldn't see how she'd ever be able to manage everything.